Torah of Awakening Daily Practice with Brian Yosef Schachter Brooks.
Lesson 1. Shalom and welcome to the first lesson of the Level 1 Integral Jewish Practice course. Since you've decided to take this step, there is probably a ripeness within you for awakening. Doing a daily practice is one of the most effective ways you can nurture this movement toward awakening. Spiritual awakening is something very natural, like the blossoming of a flower. Just as you can't force a flower to blossom, you also can't force yourself to awaken as an act of will. However, you can nurture the conditions which are conducive, just as you can give a flower water, sunlight, and good soil. Your daily practice is like the water and sunlight you need for the process to unfold on its own. It's important, therefore, to do all of these practices with a spirit of openness, with an attitude of allowing it to happen rather than trying to control it. Use your will not toward trying to create a certain result, but simply toward keeping yourself focused in the moment, doing the practice as an act of service to the process rather than trying to get something out of it. An attitude of non-judgment and service rather than grasping after results is, paradoxically, the best way to get results. To begin, you will need some props. First, you will need a vessel of water you can pour from, such as a cup or pitcher. You will be doing a ritual of washing the hands, so you will need a bowl or something to receive the water as you pour. It will also be good to have a talit katan, a small ritual garment with fringes on the corners called tzitzit. Tzitzit are strings that are wound and tied in a specific way that symbolize unity. Wearing a special ritual garment tells your body you are ready to engage in this practice and helps to move you into a unified state of consciousness. The talit katan can be purchased from a Judaica store for under $15. Or, if you already have a large talit, feel free to use it. If you don't have one now, try using a shawl or scarf until you are able to get one. Next, please print the PDF of the daily practice book to use along with these recordings. Finally, you may want to have a journal and a pen or pencil. It can be useful for integrating any insights that come to you during the practice to do some writing at the close of each practice session. Each of the 7 lessons is 40 minutes in length, with plenty of space for silent meditation. Additionally, there are 7 short versions of each lesson that you can use to practice the material from the long lessons before moving on to the next one. You can therefore learn these lessons in 2 different ways. One way is simply to set aside 40 minutes to do 1 lesson per day. In this way, you will finish the course in 1 week. The second way, for those who have less time, is to do the short versions of each lesson in between the main lessons for as many days as you wish. This way, you can do the course at your own pace. Finally, as you embark on this journey, it is natural to be excited and enthusiastic at first, but after several days, it may become difficult to continue. That's why it's important to really commit and stick with it as best you can. The results come by making it through this dull part to the other side when the practice begins to become part of you. You also may have questions. Please feel free to email me and I will answer as best I can. You can always contact me through my website, torahofawakening.com. If you need to get some of your props, the journal and something to write with, the water pouring vessel and a bowl, the daily practice printout, and the talit or other ritual garment or piece of cloth, pause the recording now so you can go get them. Otherwise, let's begin, and may you be greatly blessed on your journey. In this lesson, we will learn the prayer of gratitude that is chanted when awakening in the morning, as well as a water ritual of purification. Enjoy. 1. Upon arising, Mode Ani. Let's begin at the start of the day with the prayer that is traditionally chanted the moment you wake up in the morning, before arising from bed, along with a ritual hand washing. A rough translation of this prayer could be, I give thanks to you, eternal, all-pervading life. You return my awareness to me with compassion and abundant faithfulness. Afterward, the hands are washed in a special way. Let's look at each of the words of this prayer in Hebrew to get a sense of their inner meaning. The first word is mode. However, mode is the masculine form. A female would say moda. Mode or moda means thanks. So to say mode or moda in the morning is to recognize that your very existence in this moment is a gift. Truly, you had nothing to do with bringing yourself into existence. You emerged from being, and one day you will return. Chanting this in the morning as you regain consciousness from sleep is a reminder of this sacred gift of life. The word mode or moda also means surrender. For example, if two people were in an argument and one conceded that the other was right and surrendered, the one who surrendered would be mode or moda to the other. This meaning of the word is also a key to the practice. As we awaken to the new day, this prayer reminds us to check within for any resistance and to consciously release and surrender to what is in this moment. The next word is ani, which means I. The next word is lefanecha, which means to you. Together, the opening three words mean something like, I give thanks to you. The next word is melech, king. Nowadays, the king metaphor may seem antiquated and patriarchal. Some English siddurim, prayer books, translate this as sovereign. Above, I have translated it as all-pervading in order to avoid the connotations of king. However, melech actually means much more than just king. It means specifically one who is empowered to be king by the subjects he rules. A king who takes control by force would be called a moshal, not a melech. So the point here is that by saying king, we are putting God on the throne and taking our egos off the throne. The next word is chai, which means living. The underlined H is pronounced with a guttural sound, like bach, and the vowel is like I. The next word is vekayam, which means and enduring, or literally standing. These two words describe king as living and enduring. The idea here is that reality is not something dead, nor is it temporary. Things and beings live and die, come and go out of existence, but existence itself cannot be destroyed. It is not a thing that comes and goes. The next phrase, Shehechezarta bi nishmati bechemla, means, you have returned to me my soul, or awareness, with compassion. With this, we recognize the miracle of our life as it is renewed in this moment. Then, Rabbah emunatecha, abundant is your faithfulness. Rather than take for granted that we awaken each morning, we view this daily occurrence as a gift. This short prayer comes at the beginning of practice because, with it, the kavanah, or intention, of the whole day is set, to live with awareness of and gratitude for this moment of being. As we chant these words, bring attention to your breathing, feeling the aliveness within your body and the flow of your breath, in and out. Open and accept everything in your experience in this moment. Embrace everything as it is. I'll chant this prayer of gratitude with a melody several times. When you feel comfortable, see if you can sing along. If you like, you can pause the recording anytime and chant on your own, if you'd like to sing for longer, or if you want to sing in a different key.
Bye. 2. Hand washing. Next comes the ritual practice of washing the hands. Let's begin. Take the vessel of water with your right hand, and then pass it to your left hand. Pour some water over your right hand. Then pass the vessel to your right hand, and pour some water over your left hand. Pass back to your left hand and repeat the process 2 more times so that each hand is washed 3 times. Bring your awareness to your movements and to the feeling of the water, holding the intention of cleansing yourself inwardly from the influence of any negative energies. You can think of each one as you pour, washing away anger, craving, anxiety, fear, depression, or anything else you would like to cleanse from yourself. When you are finished, take a moment and raise your hands, inwardly dedicating your actions to embody sacred qualities such as love, awareness, service, and any other qualities you would like to bring into your life at this time. 3. Tzitzit. Hold the tallit in readiness, having in mind the intention that this garment represents your commitment to this practice and the intention that you are opening yourself to do your best wherever you are at whatever level of knowledge, fluency, and skill, knowing that wherever you are at is perfect as it is. Have in mind to come to this practice as you are, not grasping after results, but offering yourself in loving service to this practice in this moment. Then, put on the garment and feel yourself embraced by this intention. 4. Meditation. Just take a few nice deep breaths. Checking your body's position. Relaxing any tension that's unnecessary to hold up your body, but also keeping your body in an alert position, preferably with your spine straight, preferably not leaning your back against anything if possible. Bringing your awareness down from your mind into your body. Feeling the flow of your breathing. Feeling into your heart center and feeling down into your belly and opening to any emotional vibrations that are there. also letting your awareness move outward to the perimeter of your body. Feeling your hands, feeling your legs, your feet. Feeling the place that you're sitting. Opening to all of these sense impressions, the sounds in your space, the feeling of your body sitting. Flow of your breathing, any emotional energies that may be in your heart, in your chest, in your belly. Being aware of thoughts as they arise in your mind, so as to allow those thoughts to arise and allow them to subside. Not following them, not being drawn into them. Allowing your thoughts just to be like a leaf that floats down the river. Just as the leaf comes by, floats by you, and then continues on its way. So the thoughts that arise within your mind will just evaporate on their own if you don't engage with them, don't lean into them, don't entertain them. If you find yourself entertaining them or drawn into them, then as soon as you notice this, just allow that also to evaporate. Allow the thought of following your thoughts itself to just dissolve. Just with the same ease that you might accidentally lose your train of thought. Just as we sometimes forget what we're thinking about, it's the same thing. It's just letting yourself forget what you're thinking about. Thoughts come, but not entertaining them. And if your mind is not entertaining thoughts, then what is it doing? It's not pushing away the thoughts. It's not trying not to think. It's just letting everything be. And if you're letting everything be, then where does your mind rest? Where does it go? What does it do? It just dwells with what's happening, moment to moment. At this point, listening to my voice, feeling the flow of your breathing. Resting your awareness in the flow of your breathing. Opening to what you're feeling, both emotionally and physically. And if you start to get carried away by your mind, and just gently returning to whatever's present. Just sitting in silence for the remaining time.
You will hear the chime about halfway through the silent period. This is just to give you a sense of the time remaining and to remind you to come back to awareness if you've become absorbed in thought. After the second silent period, there will be a final chime followed by piano music to end the practice session.
Thank you for devoting your time. May you be blessed to bring your awareness and openness to each moment of this day. Until tomorrow, be well.